Chazar is a chenish was a bracha yiches l'shrag when Avram Yehuda. Sech the bracha is daf lamed vav. To go out to the bracha you make with one eats wheat flour, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bar pia. Don't Rabbi Nachman says you make a shahakal. Rabbi says to Rabbi Nachman, don't argue with Rabbi Yehuda, since we see that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel say that you make a bar pia eats on olive oil, you see that even though it changed from its original form, it keeps its bracha. The same thing with flour, even though it changed from its original form of the wheat kernel, it should keep its bracha as adama. Gemara says it's not a valid comparison. By the oil, that is its ultimate change. Whereas by the wheat to flour, that's not the ultimate change. The ultimate change is to make it into bread. We find that Rav Zeir, in the name of Rav Masa, in the name of Shmuel, says that on barley flour, you make a shahakal, which is mashman, and on wheat flour, you make a hadoma. Truth is, on wheat flour, you'd also make a shahakal, Rav Nachman would say. But the reason why they focus on barley, because you would think that barley flour, maybe you don't make a bracha at all. It's almost non-edible. So that's why it's teaching that, no, it's wheat flour that you make a shahakal. That's why I say it's barley flour. I'm sorry, that's shahakal, because the wheat flour, you know. And it teaches that even though eating barley flour actually harms the person, still you make a bracha. To go out to the bracha on Kaira with his like hearts of palm, Rehuda says you make a bar pia adama, Shmuel says you make a shahakal. Rehuda says it's a fruit, you make a bar pia adama. Shmuel says since it will harden after the year, it's a shahakal. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, the truth is that your shita is more svaridic. But we find that radishes, which also eventually hardened, you do make a bar pia adama. Mora says it's not a good comparison because radishes are planted with the intent for eating the radish, whereas palms are not planted with the intent to eat from these hearts of palm. That may be why it's a shahakal. Mora asked, by a tzlaf tree you plant it not to eat the various different parts other than the actual berry, and yet we see on the other parts still you make a hadoma or eitz depending on the part. Nachmisuk said, when it comes to a tzlaf tree, people do plant it with the intent to eat all the different parts. Mora comes out that even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda's svara, still the halacha follows Shmuel that you make a shahakal. Yehuda Marav says that tzlaf tree of orla in chutz la'aretz, you still are allowed to eat the shell, which seems to suggest that the shell is not fruit. Bryce says that you make a bari priyates on the shell, which shows it is a fruit. Yudam Rabbi Holakar Yakivu says in a Mishnah that the shells are not subject to meiser because it's not fruit. Ravina saw Mar Baravashi actually eating these shells of an orla tree of outside Eretz Yisrael. He said, obviously you feel because in Chutz La'aretz it could be Mekel or it could be Akiva, but if so, maybe you should be Mekel even more like Beishamai, who would say that even the fruit, the berries of the tree could even be eaten, because he's mesupik whether a tzlaf is considered to be fruits or vegetables, and therefore, when you can go Lakula in Chutz La'aretz, he would say that even the berries could be eaten during Orla. The answer is that when Beishamai argues with Beis Hillel, it's considered like there is no Shita Beishamai. It's totally disregarded. So he can't follow Beishamai. When Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Eliezer, then you can follow Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Eliezer. That you can do, even though he's the Mekel. The shell should be also because they're a shomer for the fruit, and we learn out from a pasuk that the shomer of a fruit is also subject, like the fruit, to Orla. Rava says a shomer is only when it's still attached to the fruit by the time it's ripe and detached from the ground, and by this slough, the shell comes off before it's detached from the ground. Abaye asked from a Mishnah Legabe a pomegranate that seems to say that although the shell falls off before the fruit is detached, still it has a din of a shomer. Rather, Rava says something is a shomer only when it's there when the fruit ripens. But slough, it's not there when it ripens, and that's why it's not called a shomer. Now we find that Rav Nachman, the name Rabbi Ravua, says that the shells of dates are considered to be a shomer for the peiri, even though they fall off before they ripen. Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yossi in a Mishnah who says that an unripe grape is considered to be a fruit. So therefore, Rav Nachman holds that the unripe date is also considered to be a fruit, and that's why the shell around an unripe date is also considered to be a fruit, because it is a shomer for something which is called a fruit. Rav Simeon Anada asks that we find that the Rabbanan only argue with Rabbi Yossi legabe grapes, but legabe other fruits like dates, they would agree that an unripe date is still called a date, and therefore the shomer of such a date should have the din of a shomer of a peri. Rava therefore said that the only time it's a shomer for a peri has a din of a fruit itself, is when if you remove that shell, the peri dies. However, in the case of the tzlaf, when you remove the shell, the peri does not die, therefore it does not have a din of a shomer, and that's why it does not have a din of a peri. With regard to what bracha you make on eating pepper, the spice pepper, Sheisha says you make a shahakal, and Rava says you don't make a bracha at all. Rava follows his svara elsewhere, where he says that someone who eats pepper on Yom Kippur would not even be chayiv, because it's not an achila. Marias of Raisa says that Ermeyer says that pepper is subject to arla, which means that it is edible, and therefore it would be an achila if you eat it. Raisa is talking about when it's moist, therefore it's edible. Whereas Rava was talking about when it's dry, and then in that case it's not edible. If someone wants to eat chavitz, which is a mixture of flour, honey, and oil, so Rav Yehuda, or he wants to eat daisa, Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakal, Rav Kahana says you make a barimim mizoinis. Whereas machlekes is not by regular daisa, where it's really just whole pieces of grain. Machlekes is where you're mixing it and cooking with a lot of honey. the daisa. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says it's shahakol because he holds that the ikar is the honey. Rav Kahana says it's mezonos because he holds the ikar is the grain, the flour that's included. Rav Yosef says that Rav Kahana's svara is very mistaber because Rav and Shmuel both say that anything that includes something of the chameshes mina dogan in it, you make a bari min mezonos. So therefore, l'chayra, you should make a bari min mezonos on this mixture.